plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at ABSA.Africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. ABSA.
The headlines. Bomman Lusambo to appeal High Court's upholding of 4-year jail term. Energy consultant warns Middle East war threatens global oil markets as prices soar. In global news, at least 153 people killed as conflict widens after attack on Iran. Presents the news. I'm Lusavelo Gondwe. Former Lusaka Province Minister Bomman Lusambo's lawyer, Charles Changano, says they will appeal against the High Court judgment that upheld his client's 4-year imprisonment in the Court of Appeal. Mr. Changano tells Phoenix News that the legal team has received instructions to pursue an appeal and is studying the written judgment to identify grounds of law to rely on. He has expressed confidence that the appeal will succeed, citing issues with the trial and High Court's handling of Mr. Lusambo's parliamentary earnings, allowances and business income as legitimate sources used to acquire the property in question. Mr. Changano says the appeal will also argue that the testimony from the National Assembly and property owner was not given proper weight and currency valuation issues require fresh consideration. A three-judge panel of the Economic and Financial Crimes Court on Friday upheld Mr. Lusambo's sentence, dismissing his appeal against convictions for corrupt acquisition of public property, tax evasion, and related offences.
He instructed us to appeal on all the grounds again. So we are just studying the judgment itself and see the way forward. The moment for our client exceeds the value of the flat also. So what crime is there? If it is the value of the client and the parliamentarians came, why didn't the court believe in those? The court should have believed the people from the National Assembly that he had allowances, he had gratuity to buy those flats. You don't need receipts when you are given your money.
Energy consultant Dr. Johnston Chikwanda has warned that the multidimensional war in the Middle East is posing a significant threat to global oil markets, with over 150 ships trapped in the Arab Gulf and 1,100 ships experiencing GPS navigation system jamming and automatic identification systems interference. The conflict involving Israel, the United States, and Iran has led to a 4% jump in oil prices in 24 hours. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Chikwanda notes that Zambia, which depends on the Gulf market, is vulnerable to supply challenges and potential price hikes due to constrained refinery worker movement, storage facilities, transit corridors, and vessel availability. He notes that the attacks on American assets are unlikely to go unpunished, leading to possible intense attacks on Iran, a situation expected to further destabilize the region. Dr. Chikwanda adds that this could have far-reaching implications for global oil prices, affecting countries like Zambia that rely on imports.
This multidimensional angle puts the entire region in a fragile state. The attacks on American assets are unlikely to go unpunished, leading to possible intense attacks which can absorb the region. Already, the markets have reacted as oil prices have jumped 4% within 24 hours. And this is just on the price, but we all know that when this kind of thing happens, even the insurance prices also go up. Whenever conflict breaks out in the Middle East, the movement of refinery workers, storage facility workers, transit corridors, and availability of vessels gets constraint, leading to supply challenges.
Energy Minister Makozo Chikwete says had the UPND administration not been methodical in addressing the power challenge, most opposition political parties would have been crying foul over the matter due to their lack of solutions and patriotism. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Chikote has linked government's development push to President Hakainde Hichilema's priorities, saying the head of state's focus is economic transformation rather than elections. He says policies such as expanded social and education programs are part of a wider plan to stimulate growth and improve public services. The energy minister has urged citizens to judge government efforts by demonstrable results and not partisan commentary, arguing that a methodical agenda requires time to produce visible outcomes. Mr. Chikote has cautioned opposition politicians not to misrepresent these achievements for political mileage.
If this government didn't put these programs in place, robust programs, the same noisemakers would have said, look, this government has got no plans, they are doing nothing. But what people should understand is that this government is methodical and it has been working to make sure that Zambia becomes a hub for trade in the energy sector. I knew that noisemakers would twist what we have done. This is the methodical plans that we have as New Dawn administration. Our president is not actually focused on the election. Our president loved this country. That's the more reason why Zambians voted for him. His focus is to grow the economy of this country. President Hakainde Hichilema is not looking for election. He's looking at the economy of the country.
Political analyst Francis Chipili has cautioned the UPND government against embarking on unsustainable empowerment programs inspired by the desire to win votes ahead of the 2026 general elections. This follows Paramount Chief Mpezeni's recent endorsement of President Hakainde Hichilema for another term, saying the head of state has demonstrated strong leadership through various empowerment programs. However, Mr. Chipili notes with concern that there might be a repeat of what occurred in 2021, where the then ruling Patriotic Front mismanaged huge amounts of resources that were deployed into empowerment programs. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Chipili has further warned against depending heavily on external funding for empowerment programs, stating that external funding always comes with conditions that may hinder real economic development.
When they try you, they'll begin to get something, they don't bring hands. So they give you, they're coming as not proposing quid pro, but they know once you get your resources, they'll come back and say, oh, can you give us this land, or can we be going to this mining, or can we have access? So that is the challenge that is there. So the question is, the people, if the resources that are being used to implement these programs, they are coming from our treasury, that's well and good. But if the resources are coming from other sources, that will conflict the overall sovereignty and interests of Zambia, then we question both the opposition and the ruling government.
In global news, IDF has told residents of more than 50 villages in Lebanon to evacuate after Iran-backed Hezbollah fired rockets at Israel. Donald Trump says there will likely be more U.S. casualties during operations in Iran as military activity in the region will continue until all objectives are achieved. U.S. Central Command earlier said 3 U.S. service members have been killed in action and 5 seriously wounded. Israeli military says it has struck targets in Lebanon as Hezbollah retaliates after the death of Iran's supreme leader by launching missiles and drones toward Israel. We monitor the BBC for details of this story and other global stories.
Loud explosions have been reported in the Lebanese capital Beirut as the Israeli military began hitting Hezbollah targets in the city's southern suburbs, where Hezbollah has long had its main base. Earlier, Hezbollah said it had fired rockets and drones into Israel in response to the killing of Iranian supreme leader Ali Khamenei. President Trump has promised to avenge the death of 3 U.S. soldiers in the offensive against Iran. He called on the American people to be prepared to accept more casualties. Speaking to NBC, Mr. Trump said the operation could last for at least 4 weeks. Energy markets in Asia have opened on Monday with oil prices at their highest for months following U.S.-Israeli